Right. We spoke last week a little bit about the status of Gerim. We spoke about it a little bit in the Balei HaTosfos and a lot in Rambam and the Kuzari as far as the status. We spoke about how, according to the Kuzari, even when Gerim convert, they can be Chachamim, they can be a lot of things, but they can't be Nevi'im. There's a certain Inyan Eloki. There is something which on some level is lacking as a result. We contrast that with Shittas HaRambam, that the Rambam understands that Gerim seems to be fully equal, that Gerim, when they integrate, more or less, maybe one or two minor exceptions for Rambam, but fundamentally Gerim on the same status as anybody else. We spoke about how some suggest that may relate to and be Taloy in what you think in general is the gap between non-Jews and Jews. The larger the gap, the harder it is to overcome. That's the Kuzari. For the Rambam, because they are more similar, non-Jews and Jews are not as fundamentally or essentially different. It's easier to close the gap when you become a member of Klal Yisrael. So you're basically a full member of Klal Yisrael. I want to speak about Geirus. I think next week we'll speak about the Gra, Be'ezras Hashem, and Bli Neder. But I want to talk this week a little bit about the Or Chaim and of Tzadok. This stuff is very, very fundamental. The reason why these sugyas are fundamental, not only because Geirus is an important topic, but also because related to Geirus being an important topic, it gets to the core of what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, what it means to be a Jew and the nature of Yahadus. There's a lot of really, really important Torah here. So we're going to speak about the Or HaChaim with Mesh Chachma. We'll speak about Reb Tzadok. There was a great Reb Moshe Tzvi Neria, one of the great Talmidim of Reb Kook, wrote in his Sefer Inve Pischia, like a really just long and nice piece about Geirus in general. So anyone that wants to have a good time, you'll find some of these Makoros there. And, you know, it's a great read. Let's go like this. Two Gemaras by way of Hakdama. Two Gemaras by way of Hakdama. We're going to explore, based on these Gemaras, a little bit of a different Mahalach in the nature of Geirus. The Mahalach of both Rambam and Kuzari was working under the assumption, l'chora, a very reasonable assumption, that Gerim are non-Jews that want to become Jews. They're starting from scratch. They have no background, no connection to Yahadus. And now they are trying to overcome that by joining the Jewish people. Says the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mashpia as Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu there in Maamad Har Sinai is making all of Klal Yisrael take a vow. Moshe says as follows: Du'u, shelo al daschem ani mashpia eschem ella al das hamakom v'al da'ati. I'm now going to make you commit to following Torah and mitzvos, not only myself but al das hamakom. Shneimar v'lo eschem levadchem es asher yeshnu po. Not only were those that were at Har Sinai considered to be accepting this particular commitment to join of Torah Mitzvos, but Doros Habayim, subsequent generations, and says the Gemara, Vegerim Hasidin Lehisgayer, and Gerim, people that were going to convert Minayan, they were also at Maimon Har Sinai, Es Asher Einenu. They were also going to be present at Maamad Har Sinai. So on some level at Maamad Har Sinai, there wasn't just Klal Yisrael and our descendants of Klal Yisrael, but even the eventual Gerim, somehow the Shavua of Maamad Har Sinai, was present for them. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Vav, also says, Yisrael she'amdu al Har Sinai pasku zu amasam. There was a certain spiritual presence, contamination that was present, that went away when Klal Yisrael was at Maamad Har Sinai. Maamad Har Sinai removed a certain Zuama. Ovdei Kochavim shelo amdu al Har Sinai. It says the Gemara, but non-Jews that were not present at Maamad Har Sinai, lo paska Zuamasam. They had this spiritual contamination that never got removed. There's a difference in Klal Yisrael and non-Jews. The presence, the reality of Matan Torah caused a degree of purification. Amar Rav Acha, Brei D'Rabba Rav Ashi, Gerim Mai. What about Gerim? They weren't at Maamad Har Sinai. If they weren't at Maamad Har Sinai, so they still have this zuama, they still have this spiritual contamination. Amar le afagav de inhu lohavu mazlahu havu. Even though they were not physically present, their mazel was present. Now, what the hagdara of mazalos are, we spoke about last year at length on Friday. I don't want to repeat that. But at minimum, there is something about these gerim that was present at Maamad Har Sinai. Their mazel. There was something about their essence. There was some koach associated with them that was present at Maamad Har Sinai, and that's why even the people that were going to convert subsequently, their zuama was removed. What you see here on some level is a very, very powerful insight, is a very powerful idea, where the Gemara seems to project the fact that Gerim are not coming from nowhere. And that even at Maimon Har Sinai, there is this understanding that there's something about the future Gerim that were present there. There's something there even before they convert where they have a Shaychas to the world of Maimon Har Sinai, and they reap some of the benefits of Maimon Har Sinai. They're able to tap into some of the benefits of Maimon Har Sinai. So, the Or Chaim HaKadosh, in a bunch of different places, in ways that are decently Kabbalistic, and there's Meshech Chachman, Zos Abracha, also, and we'll see probably some earlier Mekoros also, that understand, in light of this idea, this is the real way to understand that Gerim become full, complete, equal members of Klal Yisrael, because their neshamas were present there also. The Or Chaim says it in a fascinating way. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, you know, there's a lot of discussion on the status of Bnei Yisrael, Kodem Matan Torah. The famous discussion in the Sefer Parshas Drachem of the Mishnah Melech, we're Jews, we're not Jews, what were we? Kodem Matan Torah, Kodem Matan Torah. So one of the things, especially because the Gemara reported last week, in the Seches Krisis tells us that when Klal Yisrael converts, when Klal Yisrael is at Matan Torah we have all the components of Geiras. There's Mila, there's Tvila, there's Hazos, we have all the same components of regular Geiras. The only potential distinction, Maral talked about at length, is that maybe there's no Geirish Niskar, Shinoladami at Maimon Har Sinai. But okay, fine. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, that when we're in Mitzrayim, Lohodia Sod Kamas Kayadua Leyodechain, there's a certain secret that is known Leyodechain, to those that are more familiar with some of the hidden parts of Torah. What that means is a heads up that you may see an idea, and even if we get it, we don't fully get it, and there may be ideas that are a little bit out of our league, and maybe they're a little bit fancier. But Ki Nishamos Yisrael Sheyatsu Mi Mitzrayim, the Klal Yisrael that left Mitzrayim, Hein Heina Shayu Tvuim Bitumas Mitzrayim, those Nishamas were drowning, stuck in the Tumah of Mitzrayim. There were Nishamas of Klal Yisrael, they were stuck on some level in Mitzrayim. Uve emtaus Yaakov Avinu Uvanav Asher Yardu Mitzrayim Hotziu Osam. And the goal was, there were these neshamas that were there. When Yaakov Avinu went down with his children, and they had more and more children, what they were doing was they were bringing out Klal Yisrael's neshamas that were somehow stuck in Mitzrayim. We'll explain what that means in a little bit. But says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, that's one of the pshatim, Apik Taurus HaKabbalah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. What he means is that he's telling Klal Yisrael, not just that technically I took you out from servitude in Mitzrayim, but your neshama was stuck in Mitzrayim. And that part of the process of Yitzit Mitzrayim wasn't just physical saving from Mitzrayim, but it was the neshamas that you had that were stuck in the Tumah of Mitzrayim, we were able to uplift and bring those out. We were bringing out those kinds of neshamas. That's the Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Yisro. In Parshas Kedoshim, the Or Chaim, in the Oz V'Hadar Or Chaim, which is fantastic, they're great at like linking. If you just like follow the footnotes, there's a lot of Or Chaims that they always just like, and he himself references pieces in different places. It says the Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kedoshim, Kan Gila Hashem Sodo, Shekol Nefashos Am Kedosh Ayu Tvum B'Mitzrayim B'Socha Umos. All of Klal Yisrael's neshamas before you see Mitzrayim were really stuck in Mitzrayim, and we needed to be saved. V'im Tomar Eich Yishva Zera Mireyim Sha'avosav Gayim L'Zerach Sha'avosav Didi Hashem. He said, how could there be any equality between a person that's born as a Jew and a person who comes from idol worshippers? How could that possibly be? L'Ze Amar Ki Gerim Hayisem Be'eret Mitzrayim. That's when the Torah says, treat Gerim nicely, Ki Gerim Hayisem Be'eret Mitzrayim. Rabbi Sachs, the front of the Rafa, speak about this pasuk a little bit. Kigerim hayisem be'eret Mitzrayim, perish, nafshosem hayu mu'uravim tol klipot Mitzrayim. Gerim are not that different from Klal Yisrael. The same way that to become Klal Yisrael was a process by which your neshama had to get cleansed and removed from the tomb of Mitzrayim, kimochein gerzeh, hayisem nafsho tocha klipos, v'achshav zarcha ba'olam, v'chazra l'sharsha. That also the process of all Gerim is essentially the same. That you are leaving a world where your neshama is somehow stuck in this world of tuma, in this world of distance or impurity. And the job of Geirus is removing it from there. In both contexts, says the Or Chaim, the following idea. every ger goes through the exact same process that Klal Yisrael went through at the door of Maimon Har Sinai. Every ger goes through the same process, which is a neshama, which is distanced from its source. A neshama, and here's the important point, which is meant to be at its shoresh. It is meant to be in its original source, but it's covered and it's distant. And that process is the exact same process of doing what you can to remove yourself from there. To remove yourself from there. In that sense, that's why the neshamas are all present. At its core, all of these neshamas, the Gerim's neshamas, are holy. The Gerim's neshamas are holy. The Gerim's neshamas have a certain kedusha, but they're covered. They're covered. They're hidden. And that's why, because they have their mazlayu chazi, their source was to be a Maamar Sinai, but we have to remove it, which all of Klal Yisrael had to do. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vizos HaBracha, the Meshech Chachma is medayik in Lashon HaRambam, a little bit of a similar idea. The Rambam doesn't talk about neshamas being hidden the same way, at least not in the published writings that we have. It says Rambam as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil ha-Torah ha-mitos el Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah mitzvos to Klal Yisrael. Shene'emar morasha kihilas Yaakov. Torah Sivalan Moshe, Morasha Kiyos Yaakov. It's a heritage, I think is the word, for the community of Yaakov. U lechol harotze lihis gayer mishara umos. Moshe also gave it to anybody that is going to convert from the other nations. That's who Moshe gave Torah to. He gave Torah to Klal Yisrael at Maamar Sinai and to anyone that's going to convert. Says Meshech Chachma as follows. Ulazeh kivnu chazal esasher yeshnu po. Say chazal and shmos rabba. We had elements of this in the Gemara if you quoted. Shekol ha-neshamos amdu b'har Sinai. All of our neshamas were at Har Sinai. We're at Har Sinai. Aval l'bnei noach einem morasha. But for b'nei noach, it's not a heritage. Ayim b'divri rabbeinu sof hilchos malachim. The Rambam writes in hilchos malachim. Shekivin l'dvarenu b'periches halacha yud. The Rambam is meduic like this. The Torah is given over to even the neshamas of those that are there. Why? The Mashal Kasev Rabbeinu, Ulechol Harotze Lehizgayer. That at Maimed Har Sinai, Moshe gave the Torah to all of those that are going to be Mizgayer. But they haven't yet been Mizgayer. They haven't yet converted yet. So how is Moshe Rabbeinu, Maimed Har Sinai, giving over the Torah, Lechol Harotze Lehizgayer? Ella, Yesod Shagam Nefesh Hager, He Minishmas Yisrael. And here's already a little bit of a further point. That the neshama of a ger, it's be'etzem, a Jewish neshama, that was just distanced a little bit. It was just distanced a little bit. But it was at Maamar Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah, to that neshama also, it was just lost. Which means that when a ger comes back, what they're really doing is they are, in many ways, coming back home. They're coming back to where they were really supposed to be. They quote here, in source number 8, from a tshuva of the Bali Atosvos. A tshuva of the Bali Atosvos, where you find Be'etzem this idea. Malach, this is like a wild idea. I don't know if you're familiar with this. I remember hearing this once. Malach ha-memuna ala hirayim. There's a certain malach up in Shamayim. The Bali Atosvos, we just point out, we think of the Bali Atosvos as pure, like, lamdanim, and they were. But the Bali Atosvos, there were those that were osek a little bit in Kabbalah. As an example, or for some time. Shutman ha-shamayim. Which one of the Bali Atosvos tshuvas are all the psakim that came to him derech dreams. Derech dreams in Bali Atosvos. Rabbi Leibowitz is the Professor Kennerfogel, Rabbi Kennerfogel, who is an amazing Talmud Chacham, an absolutely astounding academic. A Rebbe of Rabbi Leibowitz is, I think, in the Bali Atosvos. So he's written a lot about this. The Bali Atosvos is connections to the world of Kabbalah and things like that. So the Bali Atosvos says as follows. Malach ha-mamuna ala hirayim. There's an angel in charge of pregnancy. Lokeach min acheder umesim b'me'ei isha, takes from the room and puts the neshama in the mother's stomach. It's like working in a fertility lab, you know, in terms of like what you do. You help create children in a certain sense. And as happened last year in one very scary fertility case, v'lifamim toa, and they made a mistake and they took the zera from this, and by mistake, that's why. When people are osik in fertility, one of the real concerns that Poskim had was that how careful are people going to be that it's the right zera and the right thing. That's why they have, I think, Machon Pua is a lot of work in fertility. Dafka has like mashkichim, people that are there in fertility labs,
to make sure that it's the right, it's all the right genetic material that's mixing up, that's not mixing up, that's coming together in a way that makes sense. So sometimes the malach makes a mistake in putting the right neshama in the right child. Umesim neshama shiruya lihios gai bimei yehudia, puts a non-Jewish neshama in a Jewish body. Yeah, I didn't see this inside. I put this up. But also naasem mishumad, and that's the kind of kid that like doesn't just go off, but goes off doraisa, meaning like full conversion to Christianity type stuff. You know, you're really all the way there. That's a non-Jewish neshama. Do what you want with this. It's not explaining off the derech. If anyone's like, this is not what this means at all. So if that's like, it's not a knock on like and anything like that. Off of the derech is a very different phenomenon. But for lif amim, mesim neshama shiru'ya li yos yehudi b'me'e goya. And sometimes it takes the neshama, which should be a Jew, and by mistake puts it in a non-Jew. V'oso na'asa ger. And that person becomes a ger. That person's just coming back to wherever they really are. He quotes here in this article, Rav Nasha ben Pared, the following thing. In Tshuva's Torah Lishma, the Shoel quotes from the Arizal. I don't know what to do with this either, but once we're just going there, I got to quote this also. You'll do what you want with this, which is, I don't know. Shat tzadikim mischabrim kol echad im basdugo bigan eden. The tzadikim get intimate with their bas zugo, with their basher, I guess you would say, in Gan Eden, achar chatzos halayla, after chatzos, obviously, kinitzkar bizdor par shlachacha, I know we all knew that, umolidim nefashos legerim, and those are the nefashas of gerim that come from there. Once that is the case, what you see is the following mahalach. I'm going to set that very, very quickly. You ready? Like this. The gap between non-Jews and Jews. So the Rambam understands that Gerim can become more fully equal as far as their stature, go to chai the mitzvos, the chule, but more full equal. They can even say Avosenu, perhaps because the Rambam thought the gap between Jews and non-Jews is not as great, so therefore overcoming it's a little bit easier. The Kuzari understands the gap between non-Jew and Jew is greater, and therefore becoming a ger, you can become a lot of things, but there's an element of this nevuah in an eloki that a person can't get, because it's hard to close that gap entirely. The Archaim HaKadosh, elements of Eshet Chachma here, elements of Bali Atosvos understand something different. The gap between Jew and non-Jew could be essential and great, but a ger could still fully integrate because a ger be'etzem is a Jewish neshama. It's be'etzem a Jewish neshama. How does Bialik think very, very quickly right now? This idea of like mixing up neshamas is a very in kind of an idea because, I just have to reference because I can't control myself. It comes up, I think, in certain Sfarim about transgender. I think there are those who tie into that Michal Bas Shaul may have worn tefillin because he was a male soul that ended up in a female body. Mm-hmm. So the transgender chevra that's into this kind of Torah is fascinated by these kinds of ideas. There's a person, I'm too tired to talk about this right now, a different time we talk about it, but this is kind of an idea. I'm too tired right now. It's been a long day. I'm just noting that because you ever encounter these ideas, you'll say, oh, you see a third context where it comes up. You start compiling a list of neshamas that got mixed up or something. Suddenly you have a three-part series if you've ever spot residence anywhere, you know. You know, forget the five-part series on Migo. This is a five-part series on neshamas placed in the wrong location, you know, and things like that. There's obviously a talk about here, which I don't really understand at all. Malachim messing up is a fascinating kind of a thing. There's a lot of things to talk about here. Are there now arba shutfin ba'adam because the malach gets involved somehow? Like, there's a lot of kashas that you could ask. I'm asking any of them. We're just going to work off of that. The things which I do get, we try to describe, and the idea of the present at Maimon Har Sinai and the Meshech Chachma and that kind of an idea, that's a little bit clearer. That'd be mahalach number one. Then move on to Rav Tzada. Okay. What do you mean? Would I be surprised? The Rambam because we don't think so.
You know, in terms of this, like, chupa. Somebody said it's chupa. You know, talk about something like.
I would love that. Yeah, I would love that. I don't know what it is, but I would love that. Yeah. I don't know. With Emunah. I'm not sure. No, I think there's an idea. I'll say this very, very quickly, if I can. There are parts of Torah that people connect to more naturally, parts of people that they connect to less naturally. On the one hand, there's a mahalach out there that says, let's only talk about the Torah that we know we're going to connect to more naturally and that make a lot of sense rationally and that it's all good. The problem is, if you're trying to do, and if we're talking about like one mahalach, it was a question and answer on a Friday night, So then, you know, we would go with like the maybe more like the mahalach that you whatever. If we're talking a little bit more about sort of like giving an overview of shitas, so then I think you have to sort of get exposure to it. We can know our limitations as far as what parts of this Kabbalah don't make that much sense. There are certainly elements of these ideas that we can understand what they are trying to communicate, what they're trying to say, without being able to fully appreciate the depth of things. It is fine to have interaction with these things, as long as I know what I know and what I don't know, and I don't start thinking like I can paskin a gunashai list based on, you know, my 9 seconds of seeing like a fascinating, you know, or a chayim I don't really understand. As long as you know that, I think it's totally fine. That's my own take. Comes along with tzaddok. Tzaddok is actually, is fascinating. Tzaddok is fascinating. A little bit of a hakdama. We spoke about Reb Tzaddok 10 or so years ago, so I don't want to go too much over it. But Reb Tzaddok passed away in 1902. Reb Tzaddok was a fascinating person. He was a giant of a. I don't know if people are familiar with stories of Reb Tzaddok. I'll give you a little bit of a background. He was a Talmud of the Ishbitzer. Talmud of the Ishbitzer, one of the more prolific authors in Mechaber Sfarim. He's a fascinating person. He's not a classic Hasidic Rebbe the same way. He began as a misnagid, as many Hasidim did. Those that weren't Hasidim from Maamar Sinai and onwards. So he began as more of a misnagid, and he actually had it was a big discussion because he was someone spread rumors. Wait, said over some time. Someone spread rumors about his wife. Tzaddok was a real parish and a kaddosh. He did not want to be with his wife anymore, and he wanted to give her a get. She was not willing to accept the get because she thought she did nothing wrong, and it was totally not correct to give her a get. Tzaddok was said, she was going to get. He went to get Hetamei Rabbanim. Hetamei Rabbanim means you have 100 Rabbanim signed from different places, and then you suddenly, you know, and then you're allowed to overcome the Chayim of Gershom and marry a second woman. The Tzaddok goes around. Apparently, the Chayim, the Sanzer Rebbe, told him when he went around that if you go through with this, I'm telling you, you'll never have children. The Kachava, he never had children, which is why some of his Sfarim are named even, I think, after that. Pre Tzaddok, his Sefer and Chumash, those are his Peros. Those are his children, or Poked Akarim. He has certain Sfarim that are referenced to the fact he never ended up having kids. But when he was not a Chassid, he spent, I think he spent one Shabbos, I think, with the Ishbitzer and decided that he wanted, as he was going for this, that he wanted to commit to be a real Chassid. But Ishbitz was a fascinating place. One of his closest friends by the Ishbitzer, Tzaddok was a huge Lamdin from a very young age. And one of his closest friends by the Ishbitzer was Rav Leibel Eger, the grandson of Akiva Eger. They were there. Tzaddok speaks a lot about Torah Shebaal Peh. He's very, very popular in certain worlds, and really just it's fantastic as far as the system of Machshava. That's Reb Tzaddok. That's Reb Tzaddok. Okay. Reb Tzaddok in Takanas Hashavin, and Reb Tzaddok in the Sefer Or Zarua LeTzaddik, in a couple of places speaks about Gerim. And Reb Tzaddok is going to be more in the Kuzari, meaning if each week we have one that's a little bit more equal and one that's a little bit less. So Reb Tzaddok says as follows. Uvivamos b'tnei ma Gerim u'unin. If you look in the Gemaras and Maseches Yevamos, so it looks like Gerim, the Chazal don't always speak in the most positive terms about Gerim. He says as follows: the Af Shebeemes Gam Nefashos HaGerim Hayu B'Mai Mehar Sinai. He says the Gemara does tell us that the Shamas of Gerim were present in Mai Mehar Sinai, Mazlaihu, that their Mazel was present. Mazel Hu Shoresh HaAdam. Mazel for Reb Tzaddok means the root or essence of a person was at Maamar Har Sinai. They were there. Al Masha Amru Adam to Islay Mazla Ubnei Chayim is on Talim Milsa. Tzaddok's Bekis and Shasas happens to be is like breathtakingly remarkable. He's very popular in a lot of different worlds, but it's unbelievable. Avami Kol Makom Lichus Takas Kafei Ashkina Miyad Beleda. They were not able to right away enter into Klal Yisrael. Rak Acharkach. But that's the following idea. I think because they started out as non-Jews. That is indicative of the fact, not that the neshama made a particular mistake, like the Bali Tov was there, but v'yeshlam chisaron zeh b'shoresh. There's a certain chisaron, or a minimum, there's something lacking, because they began not as full members, they started by being non-Jews. And Reb Tzaddok then has an astoundingly, I think this point is fascinating on a psychological level, I think it's really fascinating about insecurities. Why is the Torah so machbed on giving you so many isur if you treat a ger improperly? Why is the Torah so machbed and not being rude to a ger? Gemara Babatia talks about it in Daftim Chas. What's going on? He says as follows, the following idea. If something has no truth to it, bichlal, like no truth bichlal, it does not offend you or bother you. If I have no shaychus to something, I don't care when someone comes along and they make fun of it. So as an example, We were once at, when my son was, when Chaim was in elementary school, there was some, like, parents' night, and one of the parents there had some, like, deeply offensive comments about Americans. Like, it wasn't funny. It was just like, I was like, I don't know, what are you doing? It didn't help that I wasn't actually that much anyway. But either way, the person, no, it's a bad need though. But the person, pretty becoming an American. So I'm a little bit offended by it. Why am I a little bit offended by it? Because I have a shaychus to Americans. I have a shaychus to America. They're making fun of it. I'm sensitive to that because I have a shaychus. I have a shaychus to it. But if someone made fun of me about something that I have no shaychus to, bichlal, or someone critiqued me, I'm not insecure about that. I may be disappointed that they behave that way. Their behavior I may find repulsive, but it's not going to get me personally the same way because I have no shaychus to it at all. So he says, "Kemoshlo ichbas liYaakov shahayalo ach Esav." He said, "I don't think Yaakov was personally hurt by the fact he had a brother named Esav. He had no shaychus to what Esav was doing. I think that's true for the emos that come from Lavan. I don't think that they were particularly Rivka, Rachel, Leah, each in their own familial connection. I don't think that they were so perturbed by their shaychus. They didn't have any shaychus to Lavan at all." Or was Avram insecure about the fact that Terach was his father? I don't think so. They had no shaykhs at all. So it says, I'm telling you the following idea. Why is it, and it's based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daftan Tes, why is it that we're so sensitive to Gerim? Because the fact that, don't remind them of where they came from. Be very sensitive to all that. Why is that so? Because there is something there. The fact that they come from there, there's some remnant that lingers. There's some remnant that lingers. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia there, "May ma'asir Torah alager me'shasura ra." And the Gemara in Brachos speaks about this. The Gemara in Yivamas Ben Zayin quoted last week, "Kashim gerim liYisrael." There's something about there being remnants of it originally, and the fact that now there's a neshama that was always a Jewish neshama that's coming back. But the fact that they started out is going to be something which is very, very challenging. Which is going to be very, very challenging. It says as follows. Now he says something which is legitimately, he gets into like his place. He says like this. Okay. It's a very sharp hara. Says Reb Tzadok, I think there's a gap between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh in the way that the Torah speaks about Gerim. I think that there is a gap. In Torah Shebichsav, in truth, the impression that you get about Gerim is that they are full, equal members of Klal Yisrael. There's no indication at all when the Torah speaks about Gerim that there's any gap, bichlal, between them. No indication at all. But he says, when you look at Chazal, in Torah Shebaal Peh, it says, Mitzah Torah Shebichsav, Shu Torah Hashem, Hi Nesun Menachas Bekeren Zavis, they're all entirely equal. But in Torah Shebaal Peh, I think that there is a lot of gaps between them. He quotes the Gemara. He quotes Bava Metzia and Tes, Brachos Daf Ches, Yivamos Daf Mem Zayin, Yivamos Daf Kuf Tes, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Dalet. A lot of Gemaras, Kiyushin Samach Vav, a lot of Gemaras that seem to indicate, it's like before Bar Ilan, it's like when, you know, he really had to learn it, that the Gemara says that, you know, Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Dalet, Gira Arasara Dori Lo Tivazi, a ger, for 10 generations, don't, for up to 10 generations, don't, when it comes to a ger, you know, make fun of where he came from. There is a Shaykhaz which is there. Says Reb Tzadok, why is there a gap between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh? How come we didn't Torah Shebichsav, it's equal Torah Shebaal Peh not? This, by the way, is a very sharp question that many people in like the 21st century are very bothered by. The gap between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, why are certain ideas expressed one way in one context and one way in a different context? Why in Torah Shebichsav is there an impression of full equality, yet in Torah Shebaal Peh, there seems to be a bit of a gap? So they're talking the following idea. Because Eino Dome Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichsav is a Torah which is equally accessible to everyone. Torah Shebichsav, anybody can learn, anybody can have access to, and because of that, from the perspective of Torah Shebichsav, all are fully equal, all are full chayv and mitzvos and things like that. But what is Torah Shebaal Peh? What is Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh, he says, is Noveya Rak Milibos B'nei Yisrael. Torah Shebaal Peh is something which is associated with the inner world of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Iker Krisas Bris with Klal Yisrael. Torah Shebaal Peh is a more intimate kind of learning. And for Torah Shebaal Peh to be fully integrated in Torah Shebaal Peh requires the full Klal Yisrael piece in the most intense way possible.
and says Reb Tzadok, therefore, again, it's very not Or Chaim like, very not Meshech Chachma like, very not Rambam like, says Reb Tzadok, there's something in Torah Baal Peh where there's a little bit of a gap. Because Torah Baal Peh is tapping into that unique Klal Yisrael Limud. That's why the Gemara, many Rishonim think, talk about it. Non-Jews can learn Torah Baal Peh, they can't learn Torah Baal Peh. So Gerim, of course, can learn Torah Baal Peh. Of course, they can learn Torah Baal Peh. But there's something there. There is something there which is a little bit of a distance. And that's why they have a harder time because of that inner chiluk. That their show rest is Klal Yisrael, but they had exposure to something else. That inner chiluk makes it more challenging. Now, Tzadok is aware of the following. The best response to this, by far, the best response to this by far, is what the Or Chaim would say, l'chor, what the Rambam would say, is that we have many great Talmidei Chachamim and fundamental pieces of our Mesorah that are Geirim. Who are the people from our Mesorah that are Geirim, that are very fundamental? Shmaya Vavtalion are huge pieces. They are, for most Deos, Geirim. That's why we quote this in the past. Mishnah and Adios, Pirush and Mishnah there, that Rambam writes, that Hillel and Shammai would mispronounce certain words, because Shammai Bav Tanya were Gerim, they couldn't pronounce, speak as a native, whatever, and therefore, since Chayav Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo, they would mispronounce words, because Shammai Bav Tanya couldn't say words correctly. Unklis is a Ger, and perhaps the most important is Rabbi Akiva. Why is Rabbi Akiva perhaps the most important? Comes from a Mishpacha of Gerim. Why is it that Rabbi Akiva, and then why is that so important? Because kimat everything comes from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Talmid Moldai, the Gemara Masechet Yevamos. Rabbi Akiva is the one that is Melame Torah to Klal Yisrael. He rebuilds. Rabbi Akiva is the one that has Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a great Talmidim that come, Rabbi Meir, that come, Derech, Rabbi Akiva. So what exactly is the idea there? So if you are, which I think is the mainstream view, to me, as Pasha, Rambam, Meshech Chachma, Or Chaim, in different ways, but we're dealing with full members, Adrabah, this confirms it more than anything else. The fact that some of the biggest people come from the world of Geirim shows us, really linchpins, fundamental parts of our Mesorah, shows us the fact that Geirim are totally, not only equal, they can become greater, they have greater potential. You saw in Tosfos, quotes from Rav Avram Hager, that they can become people who are, they sometimes make us look terror if you're born as a Jew. I think people in the Jew, you're born as a Jew, so then that's they make us look terrible because they're coming from the outside and they're so much frummer and it's like, well, you were born with this. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you so committed? And that's part of the challenge, which is there. The Reb Tzadok, though, says, don't bring me a raya from Rabbi Akiva. Don't bring me a raya from Rabbi Akiva. He has some wild ideas based on Torah Sa'ari that Rabbi Akiva comes from the world of Esav. That's his gerim. It comes derech Esav. Esav, by virtue of the fact that he's Yitzchak's child, so there actually were certain parts of the Kedusha of Yitzchak that ended up through Esav. That's why Chazal call Esav not a non-Jew. Chazal call Esav one place a Yisrael Mummer, which is a reference, the Gemara Kedusha, I think, which is a reference to the fact that Esav has some Sheichas to call Yisrael. So a little bit of Kedusha in Esav by virtue of the fact that he comes Derech Yitzchak. That's why Esav has a particular mitzvah or two that he's able to fulfill. Esav is able to fulfill in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Baron Kol, you speak about, that's why Esav's head is able to be buried in Maras Machpelah Lefi Chazal. There's a certain kind of shaychas Esav has to it. But subsequent generations, there's a separation of the Kedusha that comes from Esav and the non-Kedusha that comes from Esav. Rabbi Akiva, even if he is a ger, comes from that part of Esav, which is the real Kedusha, direct from Yitzchak. The rest of Esav's descendants, it gets more separated. But in that sense, he says, Al-Korach Yisrael, Esav Tzad Sheichas Ma'ale Yitzchak. He has some Sheichas to that. That's why he says Esav is Doma L'Chazir, that has a little bit of Simen Tara, even though it also has a Simen of Tuma. But when things get broken up a little bit, that's where he's able to come in. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's where he is. Says Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Akiva does feel a little bit bad that he comes from Esav. On the one hand, he has enough shaychus to Kedusha. Again, I'm sorry, we're like deep into the world of Chassidus right now, but this is important to do. It's because, I'm too tired to talk about why it's important to do. But he has some shaychus to the world of Esav. Why is that so? On the one hand, his shoresh is enough connected to Klal Yisrael, that comes from that world of Yitzchak, that he can be shaykh to Torah Shabbat Peh. He has enough shaykh to Torah Shabbat Peh that he's all there. But he says, there are parts of his guf that really come from Gerim, which he's uncomfortable with. Which is why, what does Rabbi Kiva want to do his entire life? The Gemara Maseches Brachos? He wants to dial Kiddush Hashem. Why does he want to dial Kiddush Hashem? He wants to give his guf to Ribbono Shel Olam. Why does he want to sanctify his guf so much? Why Dafka Rabbi Kiva wants to be Moser Nefesh to give his guf to Ribbono Shel Olam? Because that guf has some shaychus to the world of Esav. It still has some shaychus because it comes from a family of Gerim. So he wants to sanctify all of him. That's why Dafka Rabbi Kiva is the one that wants to be Moser Nefesh in that kind of a way. That's why he was Zochet to do so eventually. I don't know if Zochet is the right word. In the Gemara, in the end of Mesechus, the end of the Gemara in Mesechus Brachos. Let's recap a little bit and try to you know, sort of pin things to summarize like this. Last week we spoke about Rishonim. We spoke about Rambam. We spoke about Kuzari. We spoke about different perspectives, even in the world of Halacha. Is there Arvus, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, different Shitas, the Mishnah Bikurim, and the Gemara there, how exactly you're going to relate to it. This week, we're talking more based on Gemaras and Shavuos and Shabbos and Medrash and Shmosh Rabbah that Gerim were present at Maimon Har Sinai. What are the implications of that? What I think is the more mainstream view, I think what's typically said over, I think, is the idea of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the idea of the Meshech Chachma, again, the idea which is rooted in Rambam, that there's full equality. You're becoming a full member of Klal Yisrael, but when a Ger converts, not because he's undergoing even that crazy of a transition, but rather just because He's be'etzem and neshama that was there. His mazel, his shoresh, was present in Maimon Har Sinai. He's really fully, like Bali told us, he's a Jewish neshama that ended up somewhere else, and now we're coming back, and that's why it's full there. And Adaraba, he's made that choice to be able to do so, which is all the more inspiring and all the more wonderful. Reb Tzadok is sort of going in two directions. On the one hand, their shoresh is from Maimon Har Sinai, but the fact they started out of that is not just like a Bali HaTosvos, there was a mess up, and now they're coming back to where they really were. But there is some remaining remnants of shaychus. Some remaining remnants of shaychus, which means that they can be full in so many ways, but there's a certain shaychus to Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a certain sensitivity because of that remnant in the way that you speak to a ger, because there is still some kind of an implication. Derech Agav, in the world of Lamdas, I'm saying this right now, there's big shaychus in the Gemara's Mesechus Yevamos, big shaychus we've shown him. Ger Shnisgar Katan Shenola Dami, how much is it that nothing that took place before, you know, continues or not? Are there remaining remnants that continue? Like one day in the Gemara there, if a person had children as a non-Jew, now they convert, the Yote Puruvu with the children that they had, you know, beforehand. That discussion's there in the Gemara, that as far as just the extent to which there's some sort of a gap, but that is all considered to be, I think, a huge part of it in sort of unpackaging elements of Gerim. This always has to be done with a high degree of sensitivity. All topics, it's always important to envision that someone in the room, you know, who we're talking about, how exactly, and if a person's learning Meseches Gidin, so when you're learning Meseches Gidin, you're speaking about Gerushin, you want to speak in the room under the understanding, someone in that room likely has a parent who's divorced or someone that's going through that. A person speaking about a lot of things. So you're speaking about, Baba Basra, Migo Makom Edims, typically not have the same degree of sensitivity with people, although I don't know people's background. I think Migo Kofi Bakol now has increased sensitivity. But I don't know if Migo Makom Edim has the same... Exactly, but you just know that you don't like it. Has the same degree of sensitivity. But it's important, too. The topic of Gerim, on the one hand, is a very, very sensitive topic. And an argument can be made that we should not talk about the Tzadok or the Kuzari type ideas because of the sensitivity which is present. I hold to that an enormous amount. On the other hand, in the limit of Torah HaMachshava, and the limit of serious Talmud Torah, we have to encounter ideas, and ideas have a range of ideas. And to know what is out there, I think, is very, very important. I do believe the more mainstream view is that, of course, Gerim are full members of Klal Yisrael. No one argues on Chayev and Torah Mitzvah the same way that that people who are born as Jews are Chayev too. On the other hand, this kind of a discussion, as far as some of the halacha and some of the implications, are important ideas in terms of what is there. And again, I think the mainstream view is more of the Orach Chaim type idea, the Meshech Chachma type idea, the Ram type idea. I think is many ways more of the mainstream idea, but that is certainly a huge piece of it. Okay.